Welcome to the IBP Insider, where you'll hear quick, insightful stories from the world of integrated business planning and the leaders using it to dramatically improve their companies. I'm your host, Crystal Lee. Well, actually, I'm her AI-powered voice clone. This innovation frees Crystal to spend more time doing what she loves, guiding organizations through transformative change using IBP. For more than a decade, Crystal has helped dozens of global companies with their IBP journeys. From here forward, I'll speak in Crystal's voice and perspective, but rest assured, every story you'll hear emerges from her deep and meaningful experience implementing IBP across a variety of industries. While details may be modified to protect client confidentiality, the insights are real. Okay, let's dive in. So I've got a great story to share with you today. And honestly, it's one of my favorite stories to tell, so it's a perfect way to kick off our episodes here on the IBP Insider. With so many organizations launching into their strategic planning cycles right now, the timing couldn't be better. Those that know me will recognize that I keep coming back to this particular story because it really gets to the heart of something we see all the time. It's about stretch goals. And trust me, it's not your typical corporate target setting story. I was working with this really interesting global manufacturing company to implement IBP. And what I saw there was just such a perfect example of how things can get complicated when it comes to setting targets. So picture this. They had these regular planning meetings happening, the kind where everyone shows up in these fancy conference rooms with their PowerPoint presentations and Excel spreadsheets, and you could almost predict exactly how things were going to play out every single time. The functional teams would all come in super prepared. They'd spent weeks, sometimes months, putting together these really detailed plans. But here's the thing, as soon as they'd present their numbers, you could just count down to when senior leadership would jump in with their standard response. We need to think bigger, add 15% to those numbers. And to them, it made sense. It totally lined up with traditional notions of motivating people to achieve more. And these senior leaders, they weren't trying to make anyone's life difficult. They genuinely, honestly believed they were doing the right thing, creating this positive tension that would drive growth and really push the organization to its full potential. And there was this whole other layer to what was happening in those meetings too. You could see it in the little things, the way people would shift in their chairs, the eye contact they'd share across the table. I remember one of the functional leaders admitting to me offline, "Look, we're not dumb. We already built in a 10% buffer because we knew they'd ask for more. And honestly, everyone does it." This whole thing had turned into a kind of organizational shadow boxing match. The teams weren't actually showing up with their real plans anymore. Instead, they were bringing these carefully crafted figures that had all these hidden cushions built right into them. It was like this unspoken game. The teams would pad their forecasts because they knew they'd need to absorb that mandatory stretch that was coming. And the thing is, this wasn't just happening in one team or one division. It had become this whole organizational ritual, where nobody was really saying what they actually thought was possible. And here's the really tricky part. The senior leaders had no idea this was happening. They thought they were pushing for excellence. But what they were actually getting was kind of like this carefully choreographed dance where everyone knew the steps, but nobody would admit they were dancing in the first place. So here's where things got really interesting. There was this pivotal moment where after a lengthy discussion on the merits of an integrated plan that represents truth as we know it, the senior-most leader looked around the room at her team and said something that was so simple but completely revolutionary at the same time. She said, "What if instead of starting with what you think I need to hear, how about you start with what you honestly believe is possible?" The silence in that room was deafening. You could have heard a pin drop. It was as if someone had finally said out loud what everyone had been thinking for years but was too afraid to mention. And the really powerful thing about this moment was that it wasn't just about the numbers anymore. It was about breaking down these invisible walls that had built up over time. This question wasn't just about a process. It was basically challenging this whole culture of playing it safe while pretending to be bold. I remember watching the faces around that table change. It was like finally someone had given them permission to be real, to be honest about what they actually thought they could achieve. And with this new freedom, the team started to share a more realistic view of the plan. Over time, instead of just throwing around these arbitrary stretch targets, the senior leadership team began asking completely different questions. They started asking about opportunities and constraints and investments needed. And the teams responded in kind. They started coming to the table with well-developed scenarios showing the true range of possible outcomes. These weren't just surface-level changes. This was a fundamental shift in how people were thinking and talking to each other. And we weren't just changing a process. This was about changing the culture. The reason I love stories about stretch targets and how terrible they are is that they reveal this completely counterintuitive truth about how organizations actually perform. Sometimes you need to pull back on the pressure to create the conditions for greater achievement. All right, that's it for today. Thanks for listening. Please share and like the show. And if you want to know more about how I can help you transform your business with integrated business planning, check out my website and schedule a chat at crystallee.net.